Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and again, I thank you and praise you for the great God that you are, and just thank you for breath you gave us today. God, since you gave us breath, we know you're not through with what we have to do here, and we just pray you just give us guidance as we go about your business and help us to make decisions to be pleasing to you. And we will lift up those that we know of that need your healing hand and that need your comforting hand, and just pray that you be with them, God. Just watch over them, give them comfort and healing, God. Pray, God, that you just be with all the leaders, not only here in Taney County, but our state, our government, throughout the United States. And we just pray that you be with all those. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen. Amen.
Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, August 21st, 2017, 9:03 a.m. No public comment. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 446269 through 446350. And warrants 6828 and 6829.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for August 7th and 14th, and executive session minutes for August 14th, 2017.
What do you got?
We had two sets of 14 minutes, guys. The only difference I could find was that one had who was present during the executive session. Where it says also present. Scott Turpin, Ron Erickson, Jimmy Russell, it wasn't on this set.
She okay. Just failed to take that first set out.
Okay, that's what I was just making sure yeah. You knew I was taking this out.
She said that, and then the other one's correct.
So that's that set.
Okay.
But that was the August 14th minutes. On the August 7th minutes, I just corrected the data. From July 31st to August 7th. So I'm going to abstain from from August 7th because I wasn't here.
Make a motion to approve the August 7th, 2017 minutes.
Is that with corrections?
With corrections.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let the record show I abstain.
Motion carries.
Move to approve the previous meeting minutes for August 14th with corrections. I don't know if we've ever done that for anything else as far as having, typically it just states.
The last line is an opinion. The other two, I guess, would be a fact. I don't know, but it doesn't have to be in.
So it's whatever you guys want.
Yeah, I'm good. Move it up.
Okay. I forgot to start the motion.
I made the motion. Who needs a second?
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then move to approve the executive session minutes for August 14th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Davis Aviation Lease Agreement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is our annual lease agreement with Davis Aviation. The board and I recommend that we continue this for another year. There's been no changes to it, and Frank Cotty's reviewed it. I'd just like to renew it for another year.
Is this the
Chopper Charter?
Chopper Charter,
yep.
Okay. That's what I was trying to figure out. Move to approve. Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
Okay. Move to approve the lease agreement binding between Davis Aviation and Paney County?
Yes.
We have a.
Do we want the dates in there or not?
As presented, file number 17-110AIR.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks. CenturyLink Loyal Advantage Agreement for 911 Equipment Network Upgrade, number 17-092CM.
Did you have a chance to talk with Mr. Cotty and find out?
I talked with him through email, and then I talked with Sheila, and she talked with Mr. Cotty.
Okay.
And
the corrections are in there? Okay.
Yeah. And
so now, is this an agreement that we made the corrections to from CenturyLink? When you say the corrections are in there?
I believe, if I understand right, the question was if we try to get out of agreement and make charges against us. So Mr. Cotty had spoke with Christian County's attorney who had worked on it, Mr. Johnson, and it will not apply to Tannehill County because we're over the dollar amount or agreement that is in here. It says that if it gets all the stipulations, okay. And then it says if we purchase for a minimum odd and has the amount, and we're over that minimum amount.
So Frank says we're good. To...
Mm-hmm. Frank says. Okay.
So this is just the agreement between Tannehill County and CenturyLink?
Correct.
I understand it's everybody involved, but this specific agreement is...
Yes. Every county has their own agreement with CenturyLink.
Okay.
One thing that I'd like to point out, or Tammy can, that I didn't realize when we had the original meeting, something that this covered, you know, we've had for many years trying to get funding on 911 for the cell phones, so if you call from a cell phone, and you guys may have realized it, but I didn't, that... I was at another meeting that phase two of this includes that if you call from a cell phone, it can locate. Would you like to explain that, Tammy?
Right. There's still no funding for 911 from cell phones in Missouri. We're still the only state that doesn't have funding for that. But this upgrade will include text to 911, which is available in many states and many areas. So that's one of the big improvements that we're looking forward to with this upgrade. And then another thing that Sheila was very excited about and didn't realize is that the location information, which will be included in this upgrade, is the location of cell callers within a 25 feet location area. And as of this point, with this current location information, it's with cell tower. And so then you still have to go with the triangulations on the cell towers. So you're still looking at, yes, we can tell what tower they're coming from, but we don't. That's
we still have mile.
We still have radius. Yes, exactly, 50 meter radius.
Okay, is that what I
think? Yeah, and that's I looked it up because I don't know the conversion, so I looked it up and it's 164 feet.
Okay.
And
that's not as bad as.
Yeah, that's so.
That's with triangulation.
That's with triangulation. So you're looking at the tower and then 164 feet or 50 meters, you know, around that or more, depending on where you're hitting and depending on where, which tower. Because if you're hitting a tower, say, in Christian County or Stone County, you know, that's that tower you're hitting. So you could be hitting another county. So what part of this upgrade is looking at that improvement to locate the caller closer. So that is pretty exciting for all of us.
What about does it locate the text where you sent the text from as well?
That's part of the location part.
Mm-hmm. That'll be within the 23
yeah.
feet as well.
Yeah, and a lot of the tourists that are coming through the area, if they come from an area where the texting is common, you know, they're texting to 911 and coming from an area or through an area that they think it's usable and or they have it at home and they're expecting it, so, or they're expecting the location information. And
as long as they don't post it on Facebook and expect some response,
yeah,
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yes, and I did not mean to imply it does not correct the funding issue for 911 at all.
No.
I was just when the police Chief Police, you announced that mm-hmm. about the tower, and I did not know that included. That's why I went to
right.
Tammy, and that is a big improvement with this upgrade.
Right.
Yeah, the funding issue, we've been dealing with that for a long time.
Right.
How many times bills and different things have been proposed to legislation?
They take it back to legislation, this will be the sixth time.
Sixth, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know we've talked about it for the last 8-10 years. I mean.
Yeah. Well, and this next generation 911 is what it's referred to in the 911 community with these upgrades that we're doing and moving towards the phase two with the NENA and APCO, which is National Emergency Number Association and an association of public safety communication and organizations. You know, this is something that I've worked with. I've been here almost 25 years, and we've been moving this direction that entire time. So it's pretty exciting to finally get somewhere, to feel like you're finally getting to something that you've worked on this whole time.
Okay.
So.
And this would be another issue, but I would like to see the other two players understand the city of Branson's been addressing it, and I'd like to see the ambulance district too come in on their part on it.
I forget, the ambulance district isn't a PSAP, correct?
They are.
Well, they are PSAP. Okay.
Yes, they. There's two primary PSAPs: the Taney County Sheriff's Department, and then the city of Branson. Those are primaries, and then the Taney County Ambulance District is a secondary. Mm-hmm. We provide funding for five dispatchers at the through 911 funds for the city of Branson, and we provide five dispatcher funding for the sheriff's department per year out of 911 funds. So between this upgrade and the costs out of the $314 plus $1,000 for the equipment upgrade and this dollar figure that we're talking about today than if you were to discuss it with them for their portion. That would be up to you all.
And this comes out.